This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. One of the worst things about hosting this show we call What's On Your Mind is not getting to all the callers, and it happens more often than I care to count. And so I'm beginning the program today feeling a little guilty that we did not get to as many of you yesterday as we would like to. Just ran out of time. So if anybody's left wanting from yesterday on selling the grasslands or anything, I haven't even had a chance to actually total them up yet. Todd and I did rough math at 70 in favor, 30 against. Early on, it was like 60, 40, and then kind of swayed in the end. But whatever's on your mind, anything on your mind, if we didn't get to you yesterday or if you just want to get in today on whatever, please call in this first half hour, because now is the time to get on the phone, 800-228-0550, and we'll wait for the world to change together, and we'll do our part. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. And you can text Todd or myself, 701-226-8503 for the Radio God, or yours truly, 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. But honestly, we love you more if you call, because we love chatting with you on the program. I know everybody's busy. You don't necessarily have time to pick up the phone and wait on the line to get on or whatever, but we love it when you call. So if you're a first-time caller, always let Daniel know that when you call. Daniel's the nice gentleman that answers the telephone. He's also pushing the buttons there along with Kevin Flynn and Todd, the Radio God Mitchell. So good morning, Todd. How are you? That bad? That bad, huh? Really? What happened? Oh, a fire. So Todd's talking in my ear, but you can't hear it. But trust me, he says he's doing fine, but he's putting out a fire. I don't think literally like, you know, with a hose or anything, but a different kind of fire. So we'll check in with him in just a little bit here on What's On Your Mind. So what else are they going to tell you? We're at NDSU today. That'd be North Dakota State University. You know, the folks that were recognized at the White House on Monday with the 45th President of the United States and the Vice President. Anybody see the Vice President there? He was there, kind of standing behind the President, Senator Hovind, Senator Cramer. Right there. I'm still floating from the whole thing, and somebody yesterday reminded me, hey, you would have not even been to the White House without NDSU. True statement. True statement. And I think people know I have a strong allegiance, having lived 18 years in Grand Forks and been a part of the University of North Dakota's Ralph Engelstad Arena announcing crew and broadcast crew on the games for Fighting Sioux games over the years, that I have a strong allegiance to UND. I'll take that to that pine box when they lower me into the ground. But that doesn't mean I don't like NDSU. I just like to have a little fun and rib some folks. In fact, I'll prove it to you. I'm going to put my favorite alumnus of NDSU on the program today. That's right. I'm going to do it. You'll have to wait and see who that is. You know his name. You've seen him on TV, favorite alumnus of NDSU today on the program. Also going to talk with a gentleman by the name of Chuck Hoagie. Chuck is the head of the North Dakota State University Research Park. And they do a lot of good work. Chuck is leaving that post to return to his native Michigan. He's been here for a lot of years, worked for a lot of household name companies. And we're going to talk with him just a little bit about something that is pretty much out of sight, out of mind, unless you're in economic development circles or in particular companies that work with the research park. But they do good work, and it's ultimately designed to make sure the taxpayer dollars well used and the economy is roaring. And so we'll talk with Chuck a little bit about that. There's a big announcement at 11 o'clock today, which is why we are at NDSU. A major philanthropic gift being announced. That's all we know. There is chatter on the street that it's not a $1 million gift, it's not a $5 million gift, it's not a $10 million gift, but it's a few 10 millions. So very significant day, certainly. Look forward to hearing more about that. There's also some rumble on the street that The people behind the gift are a household name in business and political circles in the United States of America. So my interest has piqued, and we'll be here for that. We'll have that on Facebook Live, okay? What else? I wanted to have Matt Larson on today, or Troy Gergen, or some of the team that did all the logistics for that visit to NDSU, and we got a packed show, so didn't have a chance to do it today, but I don't want to let the week go without sort of stepping back and talk a little bit about how well everything did go with the NDSU Bison at the White House, being recognized for 7 championships out of 8 years. So good day to be here and say attaboy NDSU, not only for the wins, but also for being very classy in how you received your accolades from the United States of America and its president and vice president on Monday. It was a neat deal. Okay, what else? Kelly Armstrong at the bottom of the hour. That's why I suggested you get your calls in right now, 258-0550, 800-228-0550. You can also email us. I don't use this email a lot because we have so many, but it's actually the one that gets info to us quickest because Todd's seeing this right away. And that is kfyr@iheartmedia.com. So put that one in your favorites, too, if you want to email us. And somebody has right now, which made me think of it. And also today on the program, besides Kelly Armstrong, we're going to talk with the NDSU guest I mentioned and Stephanie Sinner, who is the North Dakota Soybean Council Executive Director. They are looking for soybean farmers interested in the United Soybean Board participation, nomination, being on the board, being considered for being on that post. I also have to ask her about how many billions of bushels, I hope it's trillions of bushels, that are going to be purchased by the Chinese. A lot of rumbles about that. So we're going to do that as well, coming up on the program. Okay? Here's that email that I mentioned. It is long, so let me just paraphrase some of this here. Says, good morning, Scott. That's nice of you to start that way. I guess I could have paraphrased that out. I'm writing this morning about the crisis on the border. It has occurred to me that maybe this issue is looked at through the wrong pair of glasses. During the Vietnam War, our troops were demoralized by the will of the North Vietnamese Army and the Viet Cong. The people that we were fighting against had a stronger will and reason to fight than we had. And so eventually their desires and beliefs outlasted our efforts. The invasion at our country's southern border has possibly the same efforts, will, and beliefs from the invaders. They believe and have believed for hundreds of years that the southwest part of this country belongs to them, and they will never stop fighting their way to get it back. The American-based group of Hispanic lawyers and politicians have vowed to get this land back no matter how long it takes. This is possibly the source and the root of the problem at our country's southern border that is never discussed. The will of these people reminds me of the will of the Vietnamese people. The largest and strongest military in the world could not break the will of the Vietnamese people. Our country's pathetic laws and lawmakers have no chance to stop the will and beliefs of these people from claiming what they believe is their land. All of this other talk about cheap labor, drug trafficking, human trafficking are just a determined army's camouflage to win a war that has been going on for hundreds of years. They don't want a better life, more opportunity, and escape from gangs. They only want one thing, their land back. Can you consider this subject of conversation? I would hope that the media is not censored from presenting this idea. I didn't end up paraphrasing any of that from Larry and Bismarck because it's well written, well thought out. What do you think about it? I will tell you 2 things. I hadn't thought of the idea that this was about getting their land back. I know there is people that, you know, that's been going on for 100 years and have that view, and some people, but I never considered that to be the reason that if I'm in Honduras and there's drug lords everywhere and I'm a basically good person and just trying to raise my family and scrape by in awful, abject poverty, and I know there's an America, I know there's an Emerald City on a hill, if I could just get there, everything would be better. He's right in that dream, then everything would be better. I wish he'd say, how do I do this legally? But I understand in the case of a crisis like that, the time for that is not now, because I can't do that in 2 days and I may be shot by some drug lord in 2 days. My family's at risk. Now, I don't believe we just let them in. I do believe Mexico ought to put a true asylee, a true refugee at their southern border. And maybe we help with that. But the fact that people know that kind of help is available and don't avail themselves of it tells me you might have a very good point. Second thing I never considered out of your email is that we lost the war in Vietnam because of the will of the Vietnamese people. I should have given them more credit, I guess, and I'll take that into consideration. I've always thought we lost it because we didn't fight it right. We didn't have the will to say, look, we can do this. We are the strongest, largest military in the world. Let's invest what we need to invest to do it. But maybe you're right. Maybe that was more the reason. I don't know. Good thought. I want other listeners to weigh in on this right now.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I'm just letting you know how grateful I am for all the calls, texts, and questions, and families who allowed me to help them getting their estate set up so it's protected, preserved, and ultimately passed on to the next generation without court oversight, probate attorneys, public record, and contestation issues with the family. One thing I heard from so many families is that they ultimately want it easy on their family, on their children. And everyone who does call will also receive a nice organizer so you can help get your thoughts together. Thank you so much for calling. I want to let you know how appreciative I am. My number is 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Does Larry and Bismarck have it right? What did you think of that? 258-0550. Getting a lot of texts about this, but I want your take. 258-0550. One of our fine sponsors, CJ from DAC Diesel, is here. We're going to start calling him Dr. CJ. And the reason is he does house calls, ladies and gentlemen. He does house. Are you going to Stanley for a house call today? Did I understand that right?
Yes, you are. Yeah, have to head up there. One of the big farmers up there, he's got 3 535 quad tracks. I have to set the overhead on those and just some preventative maintenance, but make sure they're top-notch, ready for the field this spring. And then also my guy's just doing some emission solution on one of his F-250s, so it's going to be busy for me in the next couple days. I still got a guy here at the shop holding the fort down for me, so.
All right, that's right. Good. Maybe somebody's got an engine rebuild that just has been waiting way too long. You're a master at those, aren't you?
I am. Yep, absolutely. Have the best warranty on the market. You know, the best before I started doing this was a 4-year warranty, and that was what Caterpillar offered. Me, right now, I'm offering a 6-year warranty. Of course, there are restrictions applied, meaning that we can't do a basic engine rebuild and expect to get a 6-year warranty. It's got to be basically the full-notch rebuild where new injectors, turbo, liners, rods, mains, oil cooler, oil pump, you know, basically all the failure points, so we make sure that engine does last 6 years. So
I would call right now, folks, and get on the schedule, 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011, and they do house calls. It's unbelievable. Up to Stanley he goes, CJ from DAC Diesel. They're in Bismarck, but they'll go where you are if you need to. Got the right job. CJ at DACDiesel.com if you want to send him an email or give him a call. Thank you, CJ.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Scott.
You bet. Talk to you later. All right. Let's get back to some of your comments here on what's on your mind. Todd is fine, by the way. Todd is he put out the fire. And
I'll go so far as to say I'm fine, but, you know.
No?
Okay. Well, you know.
It is what it is. I think Larry in Bismarck has a point worth considering. And again, we period, end of statement, we need to take the border more serious. That's why we're going down there next week, broadcasting Tuesday through Friday, seeing an actual demonstration
and
by a North Dakota.
Right, nothing about you escaping cold or anything like that.
Well, that's a added bonus of going down there. But I'm going down there to go to the middle of the desert
if
at the border.
If the concern was building a northern wall, would you be doing the show up in Pembina?
Sure, absolutely. I love the northern border. I've been on it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But we're going down there to see DHS, actually see a North Dakota company build this wall. It's unbelievable.
Perfect.
Yeah, exactly right. We're going to do that. Texter says the land back part is nonsense. The desire of bad actors to establish a democratic, socialist, Hispanic plantation. You're saying everywhere, not just in the Southwest. You're not saying it's about the land. Another texter says, you know what, let's let them have California back. Well, I think I'm up for that. I'm up for that, you know.
I joked about that when this started. Trump's going to, you know, get Mexico to build the wall and pay for it. Okay, and sure, or pay for, you know, building the wall, sure. And we'll give them California. They just have to wall around that. You know, they take that.
Let me tell you something, folks. We joke about California. We joke about some of these places where they think like that and take it back. I'm worried about it coming here. We have elected leaders in Minnesota and North Dakota right now that are defending the hateful, awful rhetoric of this Representative Omar, who, by the way, is an NDSU grad. She's an NDSU grad. In fact, Ruth Anna Buffalo, who is a North Dakota state representative, District 27, thank you, Fargo, for sending a socialist anti-Semite to the North Dakota legislature. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Defending Ruth Anna Buffalo. Did you know, by the way, that Representative Buffalo is a socialist? Supported by the Democratic Socialist of the Red River Valley for her candidacy? I didn't know this till last night. Had no idea. But I saw her post suggesting we call Nancy Pelosi and tell her not to condemn hateful rhetoric, awful rhetoric. Thanks, Democrats. That's the Democrats in the legislature, by the way. So my point is we have those threats here to the continued success of North Dakota. This is a North Dakota Democrat. Democratic Party saying anything about this? I guess they believe what she says, too. Scary times in which we live, folks. For more on the Minnesota rep on this Omar story, Chris Berg from Point of View. If you don't watch his show, you should. 6:30 on KX4 every night in the East. And I think it's 9:30, is it, Todd? In the West on West Dakota Fox. Here was his final view from last night on this. Listen to this. You have to play it, I think, Todd, from the Slack 1000.587 machine.
It's coming. Here we go.
Tonight's final view, Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar continues with her anti-Semitic, anti-Israel comments, and yet the Democrats are dragging their feet. They won't even hold a vote condemning anti-Semitism. Won't even hold a vote, and also they won't remove her from the Foreign Relations Committee. This is a national security threat. I'll show you why in just a moment. And here they, Democrats, are dragging their feet when they should remove her from that committee ASAP. Here's what President Trump tweeted earlier today about. He says, it is shameful that House Democrats won't take a stronger stand against anti-Semitism in their conference. Anti-Semitism has fueled atrocities throughout history, and it's inconceivable they will not act to condemn it. So earlier today, Linda Sansour, if you don't know that name, she's a woman who called for jihad against President Trump, part of a conference she was at back in 2017. She went out in a press conference supporting Ilhan Omar, saying this.
To stand in unequivocal solidarity with Congresswoman Ilhan Omar.
So I want to share that clip for you quickly because I want to give you some context of just who Linda Sansour is. This is a conference back in 2017. So the woman you just saw there, standing up, saying, hey, we stand in solidarity with Ilhan Omar, said this back in 2017. Listen closely.
We, when we stand up to those who oppress our communities, that Allah accepts from us that as a form of jihad, that we are struggling against tyrants and rulers, not only abroad in the Middle East or on the other side of the world, but here in these United States of America, where you have fascists and white supremacists and Islamophobes reigning in the White House. And our top priority, even higher than all those priorities, is to please Allah and only Allah.
So jihad against the president, the top priority is to please Allah and only Allah. And that is the woman that is standing up in solidarity with Representative Ilhan Omar. You tell me, knowing what Ilhan Omar is finding out on a Foreign Relations Committee about what's happening globally across the country, i.e. Israel, to be on that committee still, to me, and I bring this up too because of the context. Remember Stephen King, GOP rep that had the white supremacy comments. What did the GOP do there? Removed him right away from that committee. So love to know your point of view. Do you feel that the Democrats should remove Representative Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Relations Committee or not? Do you agree with President Trump or not?
Common sense, isn't it? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We'll ask Congressman Kelly Armstrong about the flap when we come back. And anything you'd like to ask him is fair game. A little mini talk radio town hall today on the program. Busy day from NDSU. Big announcement coming up at 11 o'clock. We'll have details. Stay tuned.
Hey, it's Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. Oh, it's a new month. Yes, March is here. And as much as we dislike saying goodbye to what is, I think we can all agree that saying late out to February is a farewell embraced wholeheartedly by all. And by now, I'm sure you've seen the new packaging for Pizza Corner Pizza. You'll find your favorite Pizza Corner Pizza in an overwrap with the new logo right there in the middle. Look for the same colors you've come to know and then experience the same great taste you've come to expect from Pizza Corner Pizza. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly blaming then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions for the zero-tolerance policy rollout of separating migrant kids from their parents at the southern border. He spoke at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina yesterday, saying the policy was a surprise and caught the Department of Homeland Security and Health and Human Services off guard. Kelly also did not take a direct swipe at President Trump.
But he did say at one point that, you know, had Hillary Clinton called him to ask him to take these jobs, that that he would have served in her administration. So he was making clear it wasn't really about Trump, and he wasn't necessarily a Trump loyalist.
That's political reporter Carol Lee on MSNBC. The president's former campaign chief, Paul Manafort, is to be sentenced in a federal courtroom today, convicted of tax evasion, bank fraud, and failing to report foreign lobbying. And this is USA Radio News.
It is frozen food month as we turn the calendar into March, and there's so much that you can do with frozen foods.
There is so much innovation going on in the frozen food aisle. You're going to find foods in the frozen food aisle that line up with every consumer dining habit, health trend, special diet.
You know, I've got a real money-hungry audience. Could you tell them how they have a chance to enter a contest and win $10,000?
Absolutely. We've got that for them. So all the listeners out there can go visit easyhomemeals.com. And for National Frozen Food Month here in March, we've got $10,000 in prizes available. So all they've got to do is go to easyhomemeals.com and enter for their chance to win. Easyhomemeals.com. And get out to their supermarkets and just take a stroll down the frozen food aisle and see what's new and exciting there.
Such a great week this has been. It's just unbelievable. I'm thinking a little bit about Energy Day at the state capitol. Bach and Backers, North Dakota Petroleum Council, went on a wonderful event on Tuesday. I was supposed to be there, long story, bad roads again, after getting back late from Washington, D.C. on Monday. But, oil and natural gas from North Dakota strengthens all of America. I think we think about it as a neat North Dakota thing, and it is. It's jobs, it's tax revenue, and all that. But it's strengthening all of America. The abundance of talents, the innovation, the technology, all of the energy that is responsibly produced here really translate into world economic stability. So it's all happening right now with the energy of North Dakota. Find out more about all this at energyofnorthdakota.com. Our next guest is Congressman Kelly Armstrong, joining us from Washington, D.C. for a little mini talk radio town hall today. Busy guy. And I tell you what, you're in the eye of the storm. I mean, House Oversight, House Judiciary, Adam Schiff, I forget his name, and Jerry Nadler, the two, darlings of the national media. Does it feel like you're in the middle of the storm?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy out here. But I mean, there's outside of all the partisan whatever shows that I guess you call them at the end of the day, we also are dealing with some serious issues today. And Oversight Cummings is, we have a hearing on the opioid crisis and how it's affecting local communities. So I guess if you're going to show up in D.C. and be in the minority, Scott, I'd rather be in the mix of everything.
Yeah, no kidding. And of course, I don't know if I told you when I saw you earlier this week, that I thought you did an incredible job, exposing Michael Cohen for just, a really deceitful, despicable, individual who is not afraid of, throwing to the wind a very solemn vow of every attorney as part of, anybody, any lawyer knows that. So anyway, good job on that, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was fun. So, and there's going to be more of that to come, unfortunately. I mean, you talk about doing opioid crisis today in Oversight. I mean, how much oxygen is, on the Nadler Committee Oversight, the push to impeachment, and over on Judiciary, Russia, or whatever? How much oxygen is that pulling away from stuff you went there to do?
Too much. I mean, that really is the answer. I mean, Nadler on Judiciary sent 81 different letters to the Trump administration about 81 different things, that the vast majority of them are political witch hunts and not. I mean, they're being used as political tools and not policy goals. But we're going to take advantage of the hearings we have that aren't part of this circus sideshow, like today on opioid addiction, and we're going to get down and we're going to get into it. We're going to do what we can to make sure that less people are dying of overdose deaths in North Dakota. So in the middle of all of it, that's all going on. It's unfortunate that we spent too much time on the other stuff and not enough time on the stuff that we did come down here to get done.
By the way, Congressman Kelly Armstrong here for your questions and comments, 800-228-0550. is the toll-free telephone number. Give us a call. I've got an email and a text that I'll get to in just a moment. I need to ask you about Representative Omar and this flap this week. The Democrats refusing to hold a vote condemning her comments. She won't say she's not an anti-Semite. Any kindergartner knows with what she said that, you know, those were hateful anti-Semitic comments. What's your view about what she said and whether or not she should be condemned?
Yeah, well, obviously, first and foremost, I hope in 2 years her voters condemn her and get her, I mean, and send her back to doing whatever else she was doing before she was a member of Congress. I think that always has to be the number one thing we concentrate. I think we're going to end up actually voting on a resolution today. And now I think I just got a text on it. I mean, it's the clowns that can't shoot straight right now on this issue. They had a resolution, they pulled the resolution. Now they have another one back in. I mean, it should be a pretty simple process. We should condemn anti-Semitism, and we should condemn white supremacy, and we should condemn all forms of hateful, bigoted speech.
Does any of this surprise you? I mean, you've been in the legislature in North Dakota. You've been around politics a long time. You know, you run for Congress thinking it's going to be this. You know, has it been different than what you thought it would be?
It's been crazy. I'll tell you the one thing that does surprise me, and people have always asked me about this when I've said it before. I mean, you know, Speaker Pelosi is, her and I don't agree on absolutely anything, just about nothing. But she's an incredibly talented and successful politician for her beliefs and her position for the Democratic Party. The thing I'm the most surprised at is, I mean, how bad they've been at some of this so far.
How bad they've been at the politics of this particular decision or everything?
Just everything. I mean, they're having a really difficult time. You know, a lot of this stuff is, I mean, a little bit of inside baseball, but Republicans have won two motions to recommit on the floor. That's a leadership failure on the Democratic side. They were good motions to recommit. They're dealing with issues that are important to everybody across the country. But I mean, you can sugarcoat that however you want, but that's a leadership problem out of the Speaker's office.
Cal in Tioga, next for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Cal. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I appreciate you taking my call. I've listened a lot to your show and a lot of the talk about the opioid problem. And I wanted to address something that I never hear talked about. There's a group of people out there that have a medical malady called IBSD, which is irritable bowel syndrome diarrhea. They have uncontrollable diarrhea. They have to control it somehow. And if you talk to gastroenterologists, which unfortunately I've spent a lot of time in gastroenterology departments, the doctors, Oregon Medical School and Mayo Clinic, and when they reach the end of the rope and they cannot help a person control their diarrhea, of course, the people, if you can't control the diarrhea, you start losing weight, can't hold your body weight, can't maintain your body weight. And when all the modern medications don't work, like the one that most doctors go to now is called Lamotil. It's been around for quite a while, but it's a more modern drug to stop, you know, be an anti-diarrheal diarrhea. And in my wife's case, who has IBSD, she was at the Mayo, and she'd been on a tincture called opium tincture, which is a liquid that you can take 3 to 4 times a day to stop uncontrollable diarrhea. So you can maybe absorb a little bit of nutrition. And it is, of course, it has the scary word opium in it, even though it's morphine, not opium. The old history behind it was Doc Holliday, Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday. Holliday took laudanum, which controlled his pain for his tuberculosis, and that's the old version of what's called tincture of opium or opium tincture now. And they use it in extreme cases where nothing else works to control IBSD, like in my wife's situation. She's 5'3" and only weighs 71 pounds. That gives you an idea of the trouble she's having maintaining her body weight. At the Mayo Clinic, they refused to give her opium tincture, because they said that we have more modern medications to control that problem, and we use Lamotil, and you can take that up to 4 times a day, and that'll work just fine. And my wife said, well, you know, I've been on tincture of opium for 15 years because Lamotil does not work for me. The Oregon Medical School found that out. And gastroenterologists will tell you that the last resort for a, if nothing else works, they still use opium tincture, or otherwise known as tincture of opium, either way, to control uncontrollable diarrhea so people can maybe absorb a little nutrition and maintain their body weight.
Hey, Cal, I want to... I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm just getting short on time here. So is your point this is something that you think Mayo Clinic is doing because of the concern over the opioid crisis, or is it medically based that they're saying, no, there's a better medicine?
Well, it's not a better medicine. She was on, they tried...
I understand you don't think it is, but I guess I'm wondering what they are. How can Congressman Armstrong in this hearing later help?
I think I can actually just jump in here a little bit, because this is something that I am concerned about, whether it's in this type of situation or in, you know, hospice situations. The deal we have to deal with is we need to make sure these opioids aren't going to people who are abusing them and addicting them. But at the same time, doctors should be able to prescribe them. You got to be careful that you don't have these unintended consequences with this stuff as well. And whether it's your wife's situation, which sounds absolutely horrible, I feel for you. Or somebody who's on hospice care and is never going to end up leaving a nursing home or a facility again. They shouldn't get caught up in the regulatory burdens that are being placed on opiates, because for a lot of reasons, there are good reasons why we have these regulatory burdens. But we can't get into a situation where a doctor's not prescribing the drug he wants to prescribe because he's worried about getting pinged from the DEA. And that is a valid concern, and that is something that hopefully we can flesh out a little bit today at the hearing.
Cal, can I do? Cal,
I don't know if that completely answers your question, but I think I'm getting where you want it to go, right?
Well, yeah, because we've been thinking about moving back out west to Washington State, and of course, the first question is finding a doctor who will write that prescription. And most of them, even though they're aware of it, that it's used in extreme cases and is perfectly legal prescription, and it doesn't make you high. It simply goes into the gut, sedates the gut so you can slow down the problem and absorb a little nutrition and maintain your body weight. But most of the doctors we talked to and all the clinics we're wanting to move to in Washington, you bring up the term opium tincture, and they say, no way, no way. We won't write that. We can't write that.
Seems rich to me, Kelly, is that I believe the medical community in this country owns the opioid crisis partly. Obviously, not all of it, but I mean, these things have been over-prescribed, and, you know, there's been all kinds of shenanigans going on and looking the other way on them, and then you have an opioid epidemic. Oh, I wonder why, you know, there's too many regulations to say, well, if they have just a little bit of pain and they say they have a 6 instead of a 3, give them painkillers. I mean, because we're gonna be audited, you know?
Yes, Scott, especially historically. I think we're getting a lot better at it now, but I do think that there are real valid reasons to use these medications. And we shouldn't get it caught up in a regulatory burden because the doctor is worried. If a doctor thinks that there's a valid reason to do it, we still have to give them the discretion to treat the patient, not worry about getting pinged from the DEA. But you're exactly right. It's going to be interesting to see how some of these pharmaceutical and medical lawsuits that are coming from the different states work out, because I think 15 years, and I mean, my just personal opinion from my former job is 15 years ago, I think there are a lot of people that knew a lot more about this stuff than they were telling the general public.
So, Cal, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to get your number, forward it to Congressman Armstrong, so that as this discussion goes on, maybe you've got something to offer there where they can realize they've got to take care of a loophole here or there, okay? Could you hang on a second? All right, and Daniel will get your number. We'll forward that on to Congressman Armstrong's office. 16 before the top of the hour. Take a short break. Come back. We'll have time probably for one or two more quick questions for Congressman Kelly Armstrong when we come back. NDSU Research Park. Executive Director Chuck Hoagie at the top of next hour. Then my favorite NDSU alum. And that's kind of a short list, I'm saying. That's a joke. Having a little fun. Easy. Talking soybeans and more. Still to come on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA, home of the 4-for-4 pizza special, a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. The best cookies in town. Plus, PetroServe is the official C-store of the NDSU Bison. Swing into a PetroServe location nearest you today for great deals on all your NDSU Bison gear.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing. And they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Man, Jim, the flagpole guy. Going to check in with a light on Liberty here coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned for that as we continue. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is here on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Jim in Fargo wanted to get a follow-up onto the previous conversation. Jim, your question for Kelly. Go ahead.
Well, just an additional comment that there is also a malady or disease known as restless leg syndromes, and the opioid that I'm apparently prescribed is the only thing that's been effective in allowing me to get sleep at night. So, and the doctors, of course, the medical profession is literally, I think, running scared for their life. They're just looking over their shoulders at the DEA crackdown.
Yeah, when these are the only drugs that can be used, I mean, doctors need to be able to prescribe the drugs that treat the, that treats a condition they're treating, and they should be free to do that. The flip side to that is when they're not the only drugs that can be used, doctors should do everything they can to make sure people aren't being prescribed long-term opioids, because you will become addicted. So
right.
I agree with it completely. We got to make sure that we don't swallow up, and a lot of these are small. I mean, they don't necessarily affect a ton of people, but the people they do affect, they're really truly debilitating to their lives, their work, and their families. And
how long
make sure that if a doctor wants to treat them, they should be able to treat them.
How long have you been taking the drug, Jim?
The prescription that are the opioid that I'm on, I've been taking the same dose since 2005.
So have you ever felt like you were addicted or anything?
Oh, I'm sure that my body is physically addicted. Have I been out looking for additional supplies of it? No, I have not.
Yeah, interesting.
So
right? I mean, whenever you deal with it, whether medication there becomes a dependence on it. That's why we send doctors to school for a long time. They treat a lot of different patients. I mean, regardless of how we deal with all of this at a policy level, I think we need to come to an understanding that the single best person to make that determination in these cases is the doctor and the patient, and hopefully they have a good relationship and can talk these things through.
Thanks for the call, Jim. This is a life or death issue. This is something people elected to the United States Congress should be dealing with. Tell Elijah Cummings, that's what oversight's for. Has the government been part of this problem because we've demanded all these pain audits and other things? You know, what can we get? What can we fix? What if, it's the only drug that works? Then what do we do? I mean, that's the stuff that ought to be done. That's life or death. You know, trying to impeach Donald Trump is not life or death. So I sure hope, I'm so glad you're there on both of these
they
key committees.
They should have shot at Donald Trump in 2 years for an election, and they should use these hearings to help bolster that chance.
Yeah, good point. And I said earlier, I had Nadler on the wrong committee. He's on Judiciary, Cummings on Oversight, and Schiff on I forget what. But quickly, I want to ask you about Tommy Fisher of Fisher Industries, who was on with us earlier in the week, who has invited us to Arizona. Next week we're going to broadcast live from the border and see a demo the DHS is getting of the now steel slat wall that they've designed and patented and everything else. You know this guy pretty well. Can he get the job done?
Absolutely, and he'll get it done faster and cheaper than the government. You know, that's one of the things I think we lose in the border controversy, and I'm so glad Senator Hoeven and Senator Kramer are working on it, because not only do we need to do it, but if we have a company that can get it done on time and under budget, that's exactly what we should be doing with the federal government as well. This doesn't have to be a Corps of Engineers project, and I think, quite frankly, if you ask most people, they would tell you that if you allow Fisher Industries to do this, especially anybody who knows the work they do out in western North Dakota, but really all across the country, that you will have a better product that is done cheaper and quicker than you will if you're using government.
We'll let you get back to it, Kelly. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Scott.
You bet. Congressman Kelly Armstrong. And from that, we go to a light on liberty from our pal Jim, the flagpole guy. We lost Jim. Oh, no, we can't lose Jim. Phone glitches are going today. Anyway, we'll try and get him back. I want to tell you this, though, before he comes back and tells us his light on liberty. He likes talking about liberty, not about flagpoles. Now, obviously, they go hand in hand. We know what the flag represents, right? But I want you to know that despite the great lessons he gives us in these light on liberty moments on the radio, that you will buy no better flagpole accessories, you'll get no better service from anyone, anywhere, than you will from Jim the Flagpole Guy. ndflagpoleguy.com is the website. You call him at 701-571-FLAG. From Rugby, North Dakota, to Main Avenue in Fargo, to about every corner in North Dakota, I've heard from folks say, thank you, thank you, thank you for telling me about this man. What a genuine, wonderful character, human being, great person, and I love my flagpole. But the conversations were even better. So, pretty cool. And he's back now. Jim, how are you?
I'm well, Scott. Good morning. Good morning to everybody. And what a great day to be alive and have the opportunity to spread good.
Spread some good, and that's what you're doing day in and day out. Now, the bad is that my clock says I have 30 seconds before I have to go to a little break here and get us some news. But can you hang tight and give us a little light on Liberty boost for the day after the break here?
Sure, Scott. Thanks.
I'm not going to mess up your schedule or anything, prevent a flagpole from going in on time, on budget, or anything like that, am I?
No.
All right, good. Hang tight. All right, more coming up. It's winter, but you remember we started last winter with a goal for the spring thaw of 100 flagpoles, and we crushed it, so we're going to do that again this year. More coming up.
Nobody knows more about saunas than my friend Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Get some great advice on all the options out there, and you have them all, right, Vince?
We do, and the nice thing about a sauna, there's every size and every shape for every need out there. And even if you live in an apartment building, it's a portable kit. You bring it in, you plug it in, and a sauna forgives your wellness sins. It makes you sweat. It detoxifies. It increases your endorphins, which can boost your immune system. It relaxes you. We talked about the autonomic nervous system. It does so many good things, and there's probably not a better product out there without taking a pill or a shot that will make you better than 30 minutes in a sauna every day.
Even reduces your chance of getting Alzheimer's or dementia, right?
Yeah, the Mayo Clinic, again, is all over this one. I mean, 66% reduction in Alzheimer's and dementia if you sit in a sauna at least four times a week.
What's not to love about that? Hot Spring Spas and PoolTables2.com to find out more. Stop and see them. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Devil's Lake, and Minot, too.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.